So he went on and on, speaking beautifully about the bodhicitta, the bodhisattva, and how the bodhisattva practices. And of course, the monks and the king were completely stunned. Who was this man? Who was this busuku, this lazy bum? Where was he coming from? Where was this coming from? What the monks didn't, in fact, realise was that Shantideva did all his practice at night, in the dark and silence of the night. Because at that time of day, Nalanda wasn't busy. These big monastic universities were extraordinarily busy places. It was actually, you do find texts where the monks say that the monasteries weren't a good place for meditating in and practicing in because they were so busy. They were busy with people studying and reciting scriptures and discussing the Vinaya, the rules of training and teaching and all that sort of thing. So Shantideva did his practice at night in silence. At night, he would study. At night, especially, he would invoke the archetypal bodhisattva of wisdom, Manjushri, Manjugosha, the gentle voice, the sweet voiced, the bodhisattva of eloquence and understanding. And the texts tell us that he would meet Manjugosha. His evocation of Manjugosha was so strong, so profound, that he talked to Manjugosha. In a way, he was Manjugosha. So in this way, the Bodhicharyavatara, the entry into the way of enlightenment, is regarded as it were divinely inspired. Shantideva just went on speaking. The Dharma just poured forth from him. And as he spoke, the legends tell us, he started to just lift off into space. So he's talking and he's just going up and up. And eventually, when he started to talk about wisdom, when he says all the practices of the Buddhas are taught to develop wisdom, insight into the true nature of phenomena, at that moment he vanished into space. And there was just this voice talking out of space. So the discourse of the Bodhicharyavatara ended with just the teaching coming from space, from nowhere. And of course, the monks and the king were utterly astonished. And according to legend, Shantideva just disappeared. He kind of left Nalanda. Nobody knew where he went. Although these legends tell us that he kind of reappeared as a yogin, a wandering meditator, living among the poor in distant, neglected villages, among the so-called outcast people. And he'd teach the Dharma, teach the Buddha's teaching for those who were utterly neglected, utterly ignored. So it's a fascinating story, this. He teaches this wonderful teaching, then he actually goes and lives it, not in the monastery, but among the people. It's also a rather lovely story in that there's a great moral in it. And the moral, of course, is don't underestimate anyone. Be very careful how you judge people. You might have, I know sometimes people tell me when they come on these weekends, they kind of look around and they kind of find themselves, oh, I don't like the look of him. Oh, he looks weird. He looks a strange one. Don't think much of him. It's all kind of going on. Oh, he looks good. But be very, very careful. Tsongkhapa, the great Tibetan teacher, said, don't look down on anyone, because you don't actually know who the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas really are, who the enlightened ones really are. You do not know. So often we think we know what people are like. We're very quick to make judgments, very quick to make especially moral judgments, but we should take care. We might be dismissing someone who is very great indeed, who we could really benefit from.